You're listening to a Mango Languages podcast.
Bardev, Sholem Aleichem, and welcome back, fellow language learners, to Adventures in Language. I'm your guide, Emily. In this episode, we're covering 5 tips for how to make conversations in your target language less awkward. If you're like most language learners, you probably get a little nervous talking to native speakers and would like to learn some simple strategies for making those interactions go more smoothly. If so, then keep listening, because by the end of this episode, you'll be equipped with the tools to speak more confidently and more comfortably in your target language. And for those of you who might not know me yet, I'm Emily. I'm a linguist at Mango with my PhD in bilingual language processing, and I'm a teacher and a student of many languages. So all of that to say, I'm excited that you're joining me on this journey today. Pues sin más preámbulos, let's get to it. Okay, the 5 actionable tips that we're going to cover in this episode are as follows. Number 1, use filler words. This one is to cover up your thinking pauses. Number 2, use circumlocution. You'll use this one when you don't know a particular word. And also, if you've never heard of that word, don't worry, we'll cover it in due time. Number 3, guess your way forward. This one is for when you aren't quite sure of the grammar. Number 4, listen to understand, not to respond. Use this one when you're getting totally lost. And number 5, identify your core linguistic insecurity. This will help you feel more confident. Now, let's break those down. Number 1, use filler words. You're in the process of learning the language, so it's inevitable that you'll experience long thinking pauses when trying to speak. It takes time to find the right word and to construct sentences on the fly. Still, it can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable when the native speaker in the conversation is staring back at you expectantly, waiting for you to continue your sentence. Believe me, I know the struggle. A fun way to make those thinking pauses feel more natural is to use something called filler words in the target language. Filler words or filler phrases are expressions like, well, okay, so, yeah, like, sure, oh, you know? We use them all the time in our native languages, and they can serve to help you not only sound more like a local, but also to fill the silence when your brain is hard at work constructing your next sentence. For those very reasons, Mango courses intentionally teach you those key words and phrases within our app. And at some point, those key phrases become muscle memory, and you might even find them slipping into your native language, which is always a fun feeling. While filler words are an easy way to smooth out your conversations in the target language, remember that it's also okay to have some silence during a conversation. After all, thinking pauses are helpful for your learning, so go easy on yourself. Number 2, use circumlocution. What is circumlocution? Well, think back to a time when you were in the middle of a sentence and all of a sudden you came to a word that you couldn't remember how to say. What did you do? Best practice is to give yourself a few seconds to come up with it. And hey, you can use the filler word strategy that we just talked about during this time. And after a few seconds, if the word doesn't come to mind, then try circumlocution, which is a fancy way of saying, describe the concept using other words that you do know, even if it means doing so in a more long-winded way. For example, if I didn't know the word for squirrel in English, I might say, the little rat with the big tail. Now, there are 2 hidden bonuses to using this method. 1, usually the other person is able to understand you and will even provide you with the word that you're looking for. And 2, depending on the language, your circumlocution might actually end up being right. For example, when a friend of mine was learning Mandarin Chinese, she found herself in a conversation wanting to say the word for wallet, but she realized that she'd never learned it. So she used circumlocution to say what translated literally to money bag. Qin bao. Turns out that's actually the word for wallet in Mandarin, money bag. Of course, another strategy in these situations in which you can't come up with the word is to simply ask another speaker, how do you say blah, blah, blah. Successful language learning requires confronting your knowledge gaps. So language learners, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Okay, 3, guess your way forward. Okay, imagine that you're having a conversation in the target language. You don't know if the grammar in the sentence that you're about to say is right. What should you do? What you should do is take a risk, go with your gut, and try it. Will you always get the order of your nouns and your adjectives right? Probably not. Will your verb tenses always be perfect? Not likely. But will the person you're speaking to likely get the gist? Probably. While it may feel uncomfortable to guess your way forward when speaking, it's important to keep in mind your end goals. Research suggests that language learners with higher levels of risk-taking typically demonstrate better grammar mastery outcomes than those with low levels of risk-taking. Being overly concerned with your accuracy in the language will create more of those awkward silences that you want to avoid. Plus, we even make mistakes in our native languages, so we shouldn't be overly concerned with doing this in our non-native languages. Long story short, when it comes to grammar hesitancy, take risks, go with your gut, and guess your way forward. Number 4, listen to understand, not to respond. One of the biggest struggles for language learners in real-life conversations can be listening to understand, not to respond. When you listen just to prepare your response in the conversation, you're not setting yourself up for success in understanding what's being said. This may sound like a small philosophical shift, but once you start doing it, it's amazing what you'll find you can understand. We've all been in a conversation where the other person is speaking and we're just utterly and completely lost. And if you're like a lot of language learners, you kick into survival mode. You give up on understanding what exactly they're saying. You might even nod to pretend you're following, and you start desperately listening for a familiar word or two, just so you're able to respond about something related once it's your turn to talk. If you've experienced this before, you may have more options than you realized in the moment. For starters, when someone is speaking quickly and beyond your proficiency level, it's okay, and in fact, most efficient, to intercede and let them know that you're not following. For this very reason, it's really important that you know how to say, "I didn't understand. Can you repeat more slowly?" or something of the like in your target language. On that note, did you know that the Mango app dedicates portions of our chapters toward helping you learn how to negotiate for meaning? We do this by teaching you how to make requests for input, get clarification, and get modification for the conversation through a variety of phrases. In this way, the app empowers you to continue building your language skills out in the real world in real life conversations. To explore the Mango app, check out the link in the description. Okay, but back to point number 4. What happens when you've already asked this person to repeat themselves twice and you're still not fully understanding them? What then? Well, you can help move the conversation forward by driving the ship. For example, if all you caught from what they said were the words lunch and what sounded like it might have been a day of the week, you could guess their intended meaning and say, "You would like to get lunch on Wednesday, is that right?" Even if you guess incorrectly, now you have a jumping off point. And before we get to our last point, if you're new here and you'd like to make sure you're up to date on all of our awesome language-related content, then come join the Mango fam by subscribing to the podcast. Number 5. Identify your core linguistic insecurity. This one is all about looking inward. Reflect on what exactly about the conversation makes you feel anxious or awkward. Do you notice yourself feeling anxious or uncomfortable when speaking to anyone, or is it only with native speakers? Do you always feel awkward conversing in the target language, or is there a particular source that you can identify? Perhaps it's because you feel you need to be perfect. Feel you need to sound native? Are you worried that you'll be judged for not understanding? If so, here are some words of wisdom. Remember that you're learning and you won't be perfect. Just remove that expectation from yourself. Truth is, most people will be happy to work with you and take on that communicative burden in order to have a conversation. At the same time, keep in mind that you have no control ultimately over their perceptions of you in the target language. And worrying about how they might be perceiving you is energy wasted. To reflect more on those underlying insecurities that might be holding you back on your language learning journey, check out the Setting Good Goals worksheet, a worksheet that'll get you to check in with your ambitions, perceptions, and progress in your target language. Oh, And it's free, like totally free. Regardless of the source of your linguistic insecurities, naming them can be really relieving. It's like a whole weight gets lifted from your shoulders and you can actually start having fun again in the language. But remember, having this realization today, now, here in this moment, doesn't mean that you won't need to check in and revisit every couple months. After all, language learning is like anything. It's got peaks, it's got valleys, and our approach to it and our relationship with it is dependent on our mental state and where we are in life at that point. So if you notice yourself getting more uncomfortable in spoken interactions again in the future, then come back to this episode, or even just to the question of, what are my linguistic insecurities? And remind yourself that it'll pass. Well, my fellow language learners, that's all for this episode of Adventures in Language. If you're new here and you'd like to make sure you're up to date on all of our awesome language learning content, then come join the Mango fam by subscribing to the podcast. And hey, if you really loved it, give us a review or tell your friends. Wondering what languages were used in today's episode? You can find all that information and more in the description. Sete sutsyun. A guten Tag. And I look forward to hanging out with you here next time. Bye.